Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam Gilchrist, all the way from London in the UK with the world view. I hope you are well. Let's start with Belgium's biggest, largest ever trial. 10 accused of the 2016 Brussels bombings.
Yes, the worst atrocity, the worst act of violence in Belgium since the Second World War, it was. You may remember the bombings in 2016, a series of bombs and suicide bombs at Brussels Airport and on their metro train system. 32 people were killed, 340 people were injured, but some seriously, I mean, we're talking 60-plus people with life-altering injuries. So this awful, awful attack, of course, being suicide bombers, most of them, they are long gone. But the 10 accused are mainly aiders and abettors, a couple who were involved specifically. Salah Abdeslam, he's already been found guilty of being a part of the Paris terror attacks, which took place 4 months before. And then there's also the so-called man in the hat caught on CCTV leaving a bomb at the airport. This trial, as in Paris, is expected to take many months, be very expensive, be very painful for survivors and bereaved families. I guess there's no other way if any kind of justice is to be done. It's going to be a grim business, all right.
And then in the Ukraine aid smugglers, smugglers taking advantage of aid convoys going into Ukraine, and they're using this for the illicit economy, primarily drug smuggling.
Yes, and in some cases, of course, the convoys don't get anywhere near Ukraine, but they look like they're going there. We know 30 people have been accused of smuggling cannabis. This is specifically a police operation in Spain. Ukrainians, Spaniards, Germans, Moroccans are amongst those in custody. Police in the process seized an extraordinary amount of cannabis. 2,500 cannabis plants worth about $850,000. So they're going right to the root of it, as it were. Of course, there's a huge help and support network that's evolved for Ukraine. Militarily, that network is reasonably secure and tight. People generally aren't nicking missiles or whatever. But civilian aid comes in all shapes and sizes. So these drugs packed in bags and boxes in vans that had been registered in Ukraine, licensed as a humanitarian convoy, and then nipped in the bud. I mean, let's hope this isn't the tip of an iceberg. We don't want to see, if the Ukrainians are denied aid because of the potential for the hijacking of that aid or the supplanting of that aid, that would be a problem.
That's very, very worrying. And then finally, a new documentary making the rounds. It's on Netflix. The two protagonists, of course, Harry and Meghan.
Part one out this Thursday. Three more episodes to follow next week. And it's called precisely that, Harry and Meghan. And what we have is, so far, a couple of tantalizing trailers. I don't know, are you waiting with bated breath? Are you all of a quiver? Or are you thinking, oh, not them again?
Just someone who doesn't really care. And so when I saw and I had a glimpse of the trailer on Twitter yesterday, I think I watched 30 seconds. And I'm like, I couldn't be fussed anyway.
Well, I suppose it's one of those things, isn't it, where there's a certain profile to them, and they are, let's be honest, trading on that profile. Meghan is an actress who married a royal. Harry is a royal who's not quite so royal anymore, who moved to California, and are now claiming all sorts of things about the royal family, which begins to stick, doesn't it? So, interestingly, in the trailer, how they talk about a dirty game, the leaking and planting of stories. Prince Harry talks about the pain and suffering of women who marry into this institution. Of course, he's talking about his wife and his mother. And the voiceover says, it's about hatred, it's about race. So boy, are they selling it hard. Do you know what? Whatever happens, it's going to have a ton of viewers, isn't it?
And it will have. Look, it's a classic Netflix documentary, and there's apparently a certain style, a cinematic style, which Netflix also uses to package trailers. It's plenty of jump cuts, plenty of flashing lights, ominous music, and it had all of those in the 30 seconds that I could stomach another story or another production of a Harry and Meghan or a British royal family narrative. It's about all I could stomach. And it had all of that, the Netflix trailer style.
Yes, big box office because, oh, I suppose they know it's gonna sell, don't they? Not very many obvious examples of olive branches being given, so I think that Harry and his brother are further, and Harry and his father are further distanced over that. But also interestingly, I wonder how long can you trade on that single issue of aren't the royal family a bunch of scumbags when you're sort of estranged from the royal family? How long does that go on, I wonder?
Adam Gilchrist, thanks so much. He joins us again tomorrow, just before 8 o'clock, with The Worldview. Looking forward to chatting then.